Being joined now by three members of the Knoxville boys soccer team, Christian Magana, Spencer DeJody, and Joey Kestelute, after a recent win over Carlisle. And guys, thanks for joining us. And I guess, first of all, just anybody can jump in. You know, how's the season gone this year?
I think pretty well for us. I think this is probably the strongest the team has been in a long time. And us seniors have been playing together for a really long time, so the chemistry is pretty good between us. So.
You look at you know, how things started off this year, got you know, some momentum, and then you know, ran into a little tough, you know, stretch there right in the middle. You know, what was the key to getting through that? Because I know, talked to coach and said, you know, they really are just kind of that strong team that mentally that really likes to get through that stuff.
You know, well, we struggled there for a week. We got like three tough matchups, and we did our best to do what we could to beat them, but in the end they beat us, and we'll get them back in the postseason hopefully.
And you know, what's been a key to this team? It looks like it's a really close team, really cohesive and everything.
I think we all play together for a long time. We have good chemistry together. I think just knowing each other, we can pass the ball, get each other, and get down the field.
All three of you guys are seniors. What's coach been telling you about the leadership, especially the younger guys coming in?
So I'm a new captain this year, and I don't know, it just, for me, it means a lot to be able to, or to have this position, just because, you know, it puts a little more pressure on my shoulders to do as best as I can to be a role model for the younger kids.
And they've had to use a lot of the younger kids, Christian, because of injuries and other things. And, you know, how well have those guys done?
Well, they've stepped up great. I'm really proud of how they've done with the seniority players having little bumps and bruises here and there. But we take them out because we want them to be at full potential when we have tough matchups. So those younger ones step up and show what they can do in front of everyone, so they know they can play that spot in the future or whenever they beat someone out.
Yeah, we're very proud of the depth that this team has.
And that's, I guess, key to a successful soccer team is, you know, the depth and, you know, how you can develop some of those younger guys.
For sure. We know we can always rely on them if we ever need sub or anything for any of us on the team.
Let's talk a little bit about you know, your future plans. All three of you guys are seniors. Christian, I'll just start with you. You know, graduation not too far away, about less than a month from now.
Yeah. Well, after graduation, I plan on having a fun summer while working out, because I'm going to go to Grandview and play some soccer and work my butt off to do what I can there and be as good as I can be there and study to be a kinesiology major.
And, you know, when you chose Grandview, what put Grandview up at the top of everybody else?
Well, I went to a few other schools, but Grandview stood out to me because how close it is to home. Because for me, I don't want to be too far away from my mom, because she's a single parent, and I still have a little brother going to be in high school, and I want to be as close as I can be to help him do what he can and be a father-like figure for him.
Spencer, what's your plans?
I plan on going to Hawkeye Community College for natural resources.
And Joey, what about you?
I'll be heading to the University of Iowa to study microbiology on the pre-med track.
Bring it back to you know, the season. You know, what ultimately do you guys want to achieve when the season comes to an end?
I know a lot of us personally are wanting to get a number up on that banner for us and ultimately just get to state.
We know we have the potential. Maybe sometimes we don't play like we do, but we know we do, and we try our best to advance. And once postseason comes, we're just going to battle and battle until we get that number.
And we know that potential is there because we've been playing with each other for such a long time. The chemistry is there. Just sometimes we need to work a little harder to get that out.
All right. Good luck to you guys rest of the year.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.